إن الحمد لله All praise is surely due to Allah نحمده ونستغفره ونستهدي We send our grateful praise to Allah And we seek forgiveness from Allah And we seek guidance from Allah ونتوب إلى الله من شرور أنفسنا And we turn in repentance to Allah for the evil within ourselves. وَسَيِّئَاتِ عَمَالِنَا And any wrongdoing amongst our actions. Remembering the complete supremacy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His omnipotence, we say, مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ Whoever Allah guides, none can lead astray. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ And whoever Allah leaves to go astray, none can guide. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له I reiterate my witness that there is no deity but Allah alone with no partner وأن محمد عبده ورسوله and that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is his slave and messenger and the seal and the finality of all of Allah's messengers and prophets to mankind. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Muhammad. O Allah, send your peace, prayers and salutations upon Muhammad. Wa ala ali Muhammad and upon his family. Wa ashabi Muhammad and all of his companions. Wa kulli man walahu wa taba'a hudahu and upon all those after that who gave their allegiance to him and followed his guidance wastanna bi sunnatihi and took his sunnah as their sunnah ila yawmiddin ameen until the day of qiyamah shall arrive dear brothers and sisters in islam usi nafsi wa iyyakum bi taqwallah I remind myself and you to have consciousness, fearful consciousness and awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times and all places. And I share with you the glad tidings of the month of Ramadan, the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran from His presence to the preserved tablet in the lowest of the heavens in preparation for its transmission to mankind over 23 years. It comes as a clarification and a differentiation between truth and falsehood, and it sits as muhaimin, as an authority over all other documents and remnants and claims of previous scriptures. During this month, the gates of mercy are open wide, and the gates of the hellfire are closed tight. Shaitan and all the other jinn are chained during the month of Ramadan. Rewards for good deeds performed in this month are multiplied, sins forgiven, and supplications responded to and answered by our Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the month of perseverance, mercy, compassion, solidarity, and charity. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, أَيُّ الصَّدَقَةِ أَفْضَلْ Which charity is the best of all? فَقَالْ صَدَقَةٌ فِي رَمَضَانِ He said an act of charity during the month of Ramadan. Salman al-Farsi, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a speech on the last day of Sha'ban and said, Ya ayyuha an-nas, O people, قَدْ أَضَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ A great month has approached you. شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ A month filled with blessing. شَهْرٌ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٌ A month in which there is a single night superior to 1,000 months. جَعْلَ اللَّهُ صِيَامَهُ فَرْضًا Allah has made its fasting an absolute obligation. وَقِيَامُ لَيْلِهِ تَطَوَّعًا. And he has made the tahajjud, or the standing by night, a voluntary act. مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ فِيهِ بِخِسْلَةٍ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةٌ فِي مَا سِوَاهِ. Whoever seeks closeness to Allah with any voluntary thing in that month, it is as if he has performed one of the wajibat or the furud at any other time. وَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً فِي كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى سَبْعِينَ فَرِيضَةً فِي مَا سِوَاهِ. And whoever performs a fard during the month of Ramadan is like one who performs 70 of them in any other time. وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرِ. And it is the month of patience and steadfastness. وَالصَّبْرُ ثَوَابُهُ الْجَنَّةِ. And the reward of sabr is paradise. وَشَهْرُ الْمَوَاسَاتِ. And it is the month of solidarity and mutual support. وَشَهْرٌ يُزَادُ فِي رِزْقِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. And it is a month in which the sustenance of a believer will be increased. مَنْ فَطَّرَ فِيهِ صَائِمًا كَانَ لَهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ لِذُنُوبِهِ وَأَتْقُ رَقَبَتِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Whoever feeds a fasting person, that will be for him forgiveness for his sins and liberation of his neck from the fire. وَكَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يَنْقُسَ مِنْ أَجْرِهِ شَيْءٍ. And he will get the same reward as the one who fasted whom he fed, without that decreasing that one's reward in any way. قُلْنَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. We said, O Allah's Messenger, لَيْسَ كُلُّنَا يَجِدُ مَا يُفَطِّرُ صَائِمٌ. It is not every one of us who owns enough with which to feed a fasting person. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Prophet answered, يُعْتِ اللَّهُ هَذَا الثَّوَابُ مَنْ فَطَّرَ صَائِمًا عَلَى مَزِقَّةٍ مَزِقَّةِ لَبٍ أَوْ تَمْرَةٍ أَوْ شُرْبَةٍ مِنْ مَاءٍ. Allah gives this reward to one who breaks the fast of a fasting person, even if it's with a sip of milk or a single date or a sip of water. وَمَنْ أَشْبَعَ صَائِمًا سَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَوْضِي. As for the one who feeds a fasting person to his satisfaction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him to drink from my personal pond, شُرْبَةً لَا يَذْمَعُ بَعْدَ. A drink after which he will never fear thirst. وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةٌ. And it is a month whose beginning is mercy. وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ. And its middle is forgiveness. وَآخِرُهُ أَتْقٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. And its end is liberation from the fire. So pay attention. يَرْحَمَكُمْ اللَّهُ. May Allah have mercy on me and you. Pay attention, O believers, to the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he gave glad tidings of the month of Ramadan to his companions and informed them of its virtues and how the reward of righteous deeds is multiplied. فَانْظُرُوا رَحِمَكُ اللَّهِ. Look at this hadith. بَشَّرَ فِيهِ النَّبِيِّ. The Prophet ﷺ told his companions about the month of Ramadan and informed them of its great blessings, saying, مَا مَرَّ بِالْمُسْلِمِينَ شَهْرٌ قَتْ خَيْرٌ لَهُمْ مِنْ. There is no month ever passed by the believers that is better than it. وَلَا مَرَّ بِالْمُنَافِقِينَ شَهْرٌ قَتْ أَشَرٌ لَهُمْ مِنْ. And no month has ever passed by the hypocrites but that it was worse for them. Pay attention to the important aspects of Ramadan. Bring back to life the sunnahs of Ramadan. Where is the feeding of Ramadan? Why do we all crawl into our own houses and eat our own food in Ramadan? This is not only bukhl, miserliness with another. This is bukhl with yourself. This is the height of ludicrousness, because if A has a piece of food and B has a piece of food and they each eat it, They each get one reward. And if A takes his food and gives it to B, and B takes his food and gives it to A, they each get how many? Two rewards. Don't be miserly with yourself. Not feeding a fasting person the whole month of Ramadan is not just miserly in general. You're cheating yourself. You can multiply the rewards without costing you anything by having this solidarity of Ramadan. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and inshallah we should know this hadith. If we don't, we should soon. Kullu amal ibn Adam lahu. Every act of any son of Adam is his. Al-hasanatu bi'ashri amthalihi ila 700 da'f. Every good deed is by 10 times reward up to 700. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, hadith Qudsi, illa as-siyam, except for fasting, fa'innahu li, it is mine. Wa ana ajzi bi, and I reward it as I see fit. Innahu yada' shahwatahu wa ta'amahu wa sharabahu min ajli. This slave of mine has left his food and his drink and his desires for my sake. Wa lis-sa'imi farhatan, and the fasting person has two joys. Farhatun inda fitri, a joy when he breaks his fast. Wa farhatun inda liqa'i rabbi, and another joy when he goes to meet his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ referred to Ramadan as the month of sabr, due to the necessity of perseverance and patience in this month. Due to this, as well as the pain may one experience, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "As-siyamu la ya'lamu thawabahu illa Allahu 'azza wa jalla." Fasting, no one knows its reward except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reward for righteous deeds can vary according to different reasons. For example, due to the sanctity of specific places such as Mecca and Medina, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, صَلَاتٌ فِي مَسْجِدِ هَذَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ صَلَاتٍ فِي مَا سِوَى. A prayer in this masjid of mine, meaning the one in Medina, is better than 1,000 prayers in any other masjid, إِلَّا الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ, except for the one in Mecca. Among the virtues of this month is that reward for good deeds is multiplied up to 700 times, and maybe more, because it is for Allah. For those who purify their intentions and perform their actions purely for the sake of Allah, such as those who spend in charity from their wealth, provided that their wealth comes from lawful means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts in charity that which is halal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتَقَبَّلُهَا بِيَمِينِ. Allah accepts charity with His right hand. ثُمَّ يُرَبِّيهَا لِصَاحِبِهَا. Then He increases it, makes it grow for its owner. كَمَا يُرَبِّي أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْوَهُ حَتَّى تَكُونَ مِثْلَ الْجَبَلِ. Just like one of you raises a small baby horse until it becomes huge like the mountain. Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna sadaqatu la tutfi'a ghadab ar-rabb wa tadfa'u anhu maytat as-su." Giving charity puts out the anger of the Lord and protects one from a wicked end or a wicked death. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ ظِلَّ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ صَدَقَتُ. The shade of a believer on the day of Qiyamah is the charity which he has been given. And charity given in secret is better than that given openly, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِن تُبْدُوا صَدَقَاتِ فَنِعِمَّاهِ. If you give your charity openly, that is a good thing. وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. But if you hide it and give it to the needy, then that is better for you. وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ, min sayyi'atikum, and it will expiate some of your bad deeds. Wallahu bima ta'amaluna khabir, and Allah knows fully all that you do. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah lazima li wa lakum fastaghfiru innahu huwa at-tawwabur rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yataqaddamanna ahadukum Ramadan bi sawmi yawmi aw yawmayn. Let none of you precede Ramadan by fasting a day or fasting 2 days. Illa an yakuna rajulan kana yasumu sawman فَلْيَصُمْ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ, unless it is a person who was fasting according to a certain pattern and it fell on that day, then let him do so. And this hadith shows us the importance of uniting ourselves upon the correct position of starting and ending Ramadan. And alhamdulillah, the confusion is less than it used to be, but it is nonetheless still present. So seek the knowledge of this issue, seek the understanding of this issue, so that you may be, inshallah, on the right way. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave this open to the wrong way. Because He did not allow eating a day of Ramadan, nor fasting the day before Ramadan, nor having Eid during Ramadan, nor fasting on the Eid. None of that is lawful to a Muslim. So this is an important issue. It's not a minor issue. And we should know the right way to do it. The Prophet also said, "Man sama al-yawma alladhi yashukku fihi an-nas faqad 'asa Aba al-Qasim." Whoever fasts the day of doubt, which means there's no sign that it's Ramadan but it's the last of the month, has disobeyed Aba al-Qasim, who is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ramadan, may it be a kafara for us, is one of the kafarat of Islam, that which expiates, as is the fast, as is the prayers, and as is the Jumu'ah. As-salatu al-khams wal-jumu'ah ila al-jumu'ah wa Ramadan ila Ramadan mukaffiratin lima baynahun idha ijtunib al-kaba'ir. The five prayers and the prayer of Jumu'ah and Ramadan to Ramadan are expiations of all that is between them, as long as you stay away from the major sin. Terminating or avoiding fasting in Ramadan is allowed for various categories of people. The first is the sick, who will be harmed if they fast, and the traveler, the one who is also allowed to shorten his salah. It is better for the two in this category not to fast, because Allah prefers that you take His permissions and not turn away from them, and make it up at a later date. Nevertheless, if they choose to fast, then it will be accepted of them. And the sunnah of the companions of Rasulullah is that no one who did one of these would ever criticize another who did the other one. The second category is a woman on her menses or after birth bleeding. Women attempting to fast in this category would actually nullify their fast. There is no choice here. It is not halal, even if they didn't eat and drink. They must make up for such days at some point in the future. In the case of the pregnant or breastfeeding mother, if there is fear for the safety and well-being of the baby, then she may terminate the fast. However, she must make this up and in addition feed one needy person for each day missed in this way. If the fear is not for the fetus but for herself, then she is the same as the sick person, and she makes up the day without paying the fidya or the feeding of a poor person for each day. For the rest of the categories of people who terminate their fast, the only thing required is making up the day. Except those who break their fast by having unallowed marital relations with their spouses. This person must fast for 2 consecutive months. And if they are incapable or feel incapable of doing that, they must feed 60 people, and this is for each offense. So if it's done again, it's 2 more months of fasting, and there is no other way out of that predicament. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man sama yawman fi sabilillah, ba'ad Allahu wajhahu 'ana an-nari 70 kharifan." Whoever fasts a day while in the path of Allah, while in jihad, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will distance his face from the hellfire by 70 years. O Allah, 'anna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadati, aid us in remembering you and worshipping you in the best possible way. Aid us to fulfill the qiyam and the siyam of this month. Wa taqabbal minna siyamana wa qiyamana, and accept from us every night of standing and every day of fasting. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'ah, wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ijtinaba, wa aqimus salah.
أتاك حديث الغاشية، وجوه يومئذ خاشعة، عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.